Blog Talk Radio.
Together, standing in love and unity to be a light and an example and a reflection of Jesus Christ, Father God. Lord, we just lift this teaching up tonight to guide you. We lift worship up tonight, Father God. Guide us in all things, Father God. Lord, we're just asking for new places in this world to be reached, God. Let the gospel go forth from every corner of every nation. Father God, we're just sending out and pleading the blood over anything that would try to disrupt this broadcast tonight. We're here tonight, dear God, to knock down demons and to encourage people and teach the true living word of God, Father. Lord, we're seeing people tested, children of God tested daily, Father God. And Lord, if there's everything going on in this world right now, dear God, that's when you can truly see where we stand in our faith in you, Father God. So have your way tonight, dear God. Lead me, lead my dear brother, Father God. And most of all, be glorified in this. May people be healed, delivered, and set free in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise be to God. I'm so excited to have my amazing, talented, and anointed brother Christ in the house with me tonight. And we're excited to be doing Bible study. And next week, I'm going to be sharing. I'm going to be spotlighting his music. I'm going to let him share a little bit of that right before we kick off. He's got some amazing things going into his life. Many of you know him and his sons as servants of the Lord or low-key. And And I just know him as my dear brother in Christ. He's always there to pray for me and to love me and my husband and to guide us. And I welcome him on tonight. Brother Lewis, you're an amazing inspiration in my life. Excited to see everything that God's doing in your life. He has anointed your music and has grown your son so much. Like, it's amazing. I don't know if you ever do this, but and you've been like me through so many trials. But through those trials, you keep pushing. Through those tests, I became your testimonies, praise God. And I like to go back and look where I started out, like even on the radio or as a worship evangelist, and see the growth that God brings to the anointing in our life. And it's just so amazing to go back and see like some of your first videos to where you are now. Glory to God to what he is doing in your life. And I want you to testify, and then we're just going to let go and let the Spirit lead and just kind of let the people know what's going on with your life. And like I said, next week we're going to have you on. But you've got some exciting things going on right now.
Amen. Hallelujah. I want to thank God because, you know, like I said, we've known each other for, it's been 5 years. The ministry started with Jesus saved my life. When Jesus came into my life, I knew nothing about God, nothing about Jesus. And I know there's a lot of people out there listening right now. And if you're just beginning on your journey, it doesn't get easier. You know, the closer you get to God, the more you're going to be tested, because it's easy. It's easy to give up and just to become like the world. But the devil's, we have an adversary. He's called the devil. And his job is to make sure we don't get into heaven. So as children of God, like our sister evangelist Montel Fields and her family, their job is to encourage us and keep us going. And my job is also to encourage the listeners, don't give up. You know, don't give up. You know, I'm telling you right now, it might seem rough and it might be hard, but anything, you know, that candy and chips, all the good foods that we love to eat is bad for you. That's why God says, you know, that it's better for those to wait on him. It's better to wait on the Lord. Because the Lord is so good and great that he wants us to live everlasting life. Jesus died on the cross so we don't have to perish. So the devil, his job is to make sure we perish with him. You know, so, you know, we just got to trust in the Lord through our ups and downs, through our sick. It's like a marriage. It's like me and my wife. We have good days and we have bad days. There's days that she's sick and she needs me to help her and carry her. And there's days that I'm sick and she carries me and helps me. It's a marriage. Once you get involved with God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, they're never going to leave you nor forsake you. Me and my wife and Evangelist Mountain Town Fields, you can agree with me that you're sticking to your husband to the end, amen?
Amen.
So when we trust in the Lord, we have to trust into the Lord till the end. Don't give up, even through sickness, through good times and bad times, through sickness and health. That means when bad things happen in your life, do not blame it on God, because
come on,
we have an adversary called the devil, amen?
Amen, brother. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And I love the message that he's led you in. And we're going to be talking about being tested builds us up in Jesus' name. Amen. Because, you know, if for me, the way I look at it in life, and my husband and I talk about this a lot, God knows every struggle we've been through. He knows every valley, every mountaintop we've reached. But through it all, God's always been faithful to us. And trust me, there's been times, even as a child of God, I felt like giving in. One of my hardest battles was when my mom was dying with cancer and I was losing my best friend. She was my ministry partner, my Bible study partner. She was my best friend my whole life. Praise God, I was blessed with an amazing mother. Not everyone gets that blessing, so I don't take that for granted. She taught me to be the woman of faith I am. But seeing someone you love, the enemy attacking them and destroying them through disease, and you feel helpless. You pray, I took care of her, but it knocks me down, brother. And you know, and when we get knocked down, that's when the enemy will come in. But I really started seeing where my strengths were and where God was for me in the midst of all those things. And He never said that we weren't going to go through things in life, but he did say that he would never leave us or forsake us. And he can understand
Amen.
My grief because he sent his only begotten son to die for us. He went through that grief. He went through that pain. He can understand. And Jesus Christ can understand the tests and the trials because he was here in the flesh. He walked amongst man. He was tested by the enemy. He was put through being, people literally rebuked him and mocked him and denied him. People hated him. They spit upon him. They crucified him. So it was so intense when he was in the garden praying before he was to take up his cup. He actually he perspired blood, brother, because he was carrying so much on him and he was asking his father to let this cup pass. But what did he choose to do, brothers and sisters? He chose to take that cup. He chose to take up our cross and to be the sacrifice that gives us eternal life and salvation. Not only that, we have victory through so many other things, through the victory of him conquering the death. As children of God, we shouldn't be going around defeated and knocked down. And there's been times when God's got to check me on that and remind me, you know what, you're more than a conqueror. You're an overcomer through Christ. The Holy Spirit lives within you. Tap into my power. And on my days that are hard and I know the enemy's coming at me or there's just too much on me, I cry out to God. Father God, in my weakness, perfect yourself, because we have to know the word. We need to speak the word out. We need to speak life out, because our words truly are life and death. And this type, like this message, and I'm wanting you to lead in that tonight, but it, you know, it's really been a true statement in my life. Through my test, I've really got to, you know, I've really had to be built up. And I've become stronger and stronger. And one of the ways I look at things in life, brother, is that we can't live in our past, but we use the things that went on and that we've been through as a foundation, a stepping stone to where God's taking us into our future as part of our growing season. And we don't stay back there and stay stuck. We build upon those things, and then we learn to glorify him, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he can do amazing things through our tests. And I'm just excited to have you on tonight, and I just want to give you the floor to let God lead you and use you. And as I said, I'll share some insight, but I welcome everyone on tonight to Reaching Out Radio, where we're coming together in love and unity and one mind and one accord. We don't see color here, brothers and sisters. We don't down people from where they're from, what their religion may be. We're here to represent the Most High, Jesus Christ, to be a light, to be loved, working in one mind and one accord. And if we could all be light and come together in examples, we could be the change this world needs, brother. Hallelujah.
Amen. So I want to thank the Lord for Evangelist Montel Fields, who helps many artists like myself be heard. And this Bible study is coming from James 1, verse 1 through 8. Praise the Lord. And in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Lord, I ask you to come upon this Bible study. May your Holy Spirit give us wisdom and understanding and help me with the words to reach out to the people who are listening, to the brothers and sisters, to the unbelievers, wherever it is. Forgive us for our sins, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen, brother.
James 1, a servant of the God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count in all joy when we fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect, and entire lacking nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, never wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Amen?
Amen.
So this is the reading of the Lord. First, I want to go to James, number one, the verse one. James himself called himself a servant of God. You know, being a servant is very important. So all the listeners out there, first thing is when we become saved, automatically we need to feel led to serve God.
Amen.
You know, I know we've been serving the devil for too long. Amen. Too many of us have been serving the devil too long, either by doing drugs, selling drugs, stealing, or gossiping, lying, cheating. I was all of the above. That was me. And thank God that he delivered me. Now I want to go into Isaiah 41:10. If everybody's out there listening, Isaiah 41:10. We're going to go through different books and be inspired by the Holy Ghost and be encouraged that when we are being tested, that we're not alone. Amen?
Amen.
Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." From there we shall go to Proverbs 3:26. "For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught." Then we're going to go to 1 Corinthians 10:13. I'm just putting out scriptures right now to inspire all the listeners, because a lot of people feel when they're being tested that they're alone. I used to feel like that. I used to feel when things were going wrong in my life that I had no one to turn to, that I was alone. But 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, amen, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it." Amen? So I want everybody to know that God knows what we're going through every day, every second of the day. And he always, if we listen carefully and we calm down, take a breath, be patient, God will deliver us. Amen? Genesis 22, you know, Abraham had a great test. You know, Abraham, we're going to go to verse 1. We're not going to do the whole thing. We're just going to do, after these two things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham," and he said, "Here I am." He said, "Take your son, only your son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering. Know one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." So Abraham rose early in the morning, sat on his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac, and cut the wood for the burnt offering, and rose and went to the place which God had told him. And on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw a place from afar. And Abraham said to his son, "Stay here with his donkey, and the boy will go over there and worship and come to you again." We're reading Genesis 22:1-24. And it says, "Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and took in his hand the fire and knife. So they went both and them together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, 'My father,' he said, 'Here I am, my son.' He said, 'Behold, the fire and the wood, but there is a lamb for a burnt. Where is the lamb for a burnt offering?' Abraham said, 'God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son.' So they went both of them together." See, right there, it's telling you right there that Abraham knew, even though he was being tested, he knew that God was going to provide before he provided. Sometimes we have to believe in the things that are unseen. You got to remember that the word of God never comes back void. One thing's for sure is that when we are being tested, we have to believe that we can get through it. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. When they came up to the place, I'm continuing reading right now, verse 9. When he came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order to mount Isaac his son and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife and to slaughter his son. Now just imagine that. I want everybody to just imagine God asking you to sacrifice your only son, your favorite son, and you have to sacrifice him in order to prove yourself to God. You know, and but Abraham knew in his heart that he was obedient. But he knew that God would provide a sacrifice. That's why he did it, because he knew that God would never leave him nor forsake him. But the angel, verse 11, of the Lord called him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. He said, do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. Hallelujah. For now I know that you fear God. Amen. Hallelujah. That is what it's all about. I love the Lord. He is so great. I just want to tell you that the Lord is fantastic. So I want to thank God for this lesson, because there's so much more. We're going to go to 1 Peter 1:7. So that the tested genesis of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory, honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. There's so many more scriptures, but I want to say thank you, Lord, because if he didn't care about us, he wouldn't let us be tested, because God loves us. And I wrote a little something about it. I said, we are called to be servants of the Lord, to be the last, to make ourselves low and humble. When we are being tested, we should pray our frustration to God. Let him know how we feel. God knows our hearts. We need Jesus. We need to grow, all of us. God is trying to mold us, bring us back to Eden, where we needed nothing. But God, we needed nothing but God. Talk to God. Let him know your weaknesses. Be honest and truthful to the Lord. God knows everything anyway. See, when sin came into this world before Adam and Eve, we were perfect then. God made us in his perfect image. Then once sin came into our lives, it was time for a change. We needed something different. We needed guidance, and that's where Jesus came. Without Jesus, we can't do nothing. So I want to say thank you. Let's go to Philippians 4, chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. I want to ask Evangeline Fields, before we go into the scripture, about how she feels about what's going on right now, like how this Bible study is going. And I want to know about her input, because she's my sister, and with two more gathered, I'm in your midst, says the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Yes. Will you repeat that scripture once more, too, so people can get to that before I share my insight?
What did you say?
What was the last scripture you just said?
Philippians 4, chapter 4, verse 6 through 7.
Okay. I really think everything that you've been sharing, it's truth we all need to hear. And I'll tell you something. My husband and I right now, many of you know, I prayed for over 13 years, my husband and I did together, for us to be able to have a child. I had a really bad relationship with my kids' dad. He left me when I was pregnant, and praise God, God brought my husband into my life. He stepped in. He's been an amazing dad to my kids. But we had a heart's desire to have a child of our own, and we went through different things with doctors, discouragement. We kept praying in faith, and then one day it was like God put in my spirit, pray differently. Like, don't box me in, don't just see it in certain ways. And one day I was out in our backyard praying, Father God, there are so many orphans out there. There are so many women that can abort babies. Lord God, you could put it upon their heart, Lord, to to bless us with their unborn child. And that's exactly what happened. And God called me to name our son Noah. And he also revealed to me before the gender reveal that we were having a son. And I like to share how God talks to his children. But as anyone knows, adoption is expensive. Adoption can be very stressful. There are so many aspects to it. We're still on the journey, and we've already spent a lot of money. But praise God, God provides. And right now with the pandemic going on, my hours have been cut, various things going on. My husband and I are in one of the biggest tests of our life right now because this little boy means everything to us. We are truly walking by faith, trusting God to provide. And I'm going to tell you something, how God does provide and he answers prayer. We just had another expense come up for our adoption, and it was actually $750, brother, for what's called a GAL to come in. And my husband and I didn't have that money, and we started praying because the GAL has to be aboard with us so that she can agree for him to be in our home. I'm going to tell you something, how amazing God works, how his timing's perfect, and how you got to stand true to his word and trust him in his perfect timing and his plan. Yesterday, my sister was going to get a new car, and she asked my dad to go. My dad became sick. He couldn't take her. And then I asked my husband, I was like, she really needs this car. Can we drive her? It was a two-hour drive. And my husband was able to get off work. Well, we didn't have no idea what God had planned. But anyway, in the midst of our trip yesterday, my sister had been praying for God to put the money in her hand to hand my husband and I. And yesterday, when we was on our trip, God blessed her, and she didn't even think twice about it, and she handed us over $500 that was put in her hand, brother. Just that quick, unexpected money put in her hand, she let go, and she put it in our hand for us to adopt our son, and it came in an amazing way. And that's how God works. You got to trust, you got to pray, you got to hold on to the word of God. We really got to keep our faith. When we're in the darkest hours and when we can't see things or things are the hardest or are being kicked, we feel like giving up, that's when we got to anchor our faith in Jesus Christ and God our Father. And that's the things you're talking about tonight. And in the midst of those things, the word of God lives in me. Like, his word is living in my hope. I kind of see it as my compass to get through life. I navigate. The word leads me. The spirit leads me. But I can go to the word and know that in my weakness, it's perfected. That I can do all things through Christ who is my strength. Greater is he that's in me that's in this world. Hallelujah. I feel a witness in my spirit as I speak the word out. I can do all things. He doesn't say some things. He says, I can do all things through Christ who is my strength. So when we're walking
Amen.
Around defeated and feeling like we're conquered, get in his word. Start reading the scripture out. You want to change the atmosphere in your life, in your home. Speak out positivity, because when we're speaking out negative, when we're giving up, when we let the enemy get in and kick us down, brother, we're speaking death upon ourselves. But when we start to speak the word of God, brother, we're speaking life, and we're building ourselves up. We're making our foundation stronger. We're glorifying God. Hallelujah. And I feel a witness in that, and that's why I really love this message, because I don't think there's one person out there listening that hasn't ever sinned or fallen short of the glory of God. I don't think there's one person listening that's perfect, that hasn't been hurt, that hasn't been discouraged. We've all went through our tests, but that's why we need to testify on how God brought us through it. And how I know every time that I go through something, brother, God elevates me up to a new level. If I stay faithful to him, God moves me, and he does new things in my life, and he brings new blessings. We have a choice in the midst of our storms, and I tell people that every action has a reaction. And when we're in the storms of life, in our trials, it's what we do in the midst of those that's truly going to decide our outcome. Because if we choose to anchor in God, we choose to get in his word and fast and pray and seek him and believe in what his word says, we know our outcome is going to be good, brother. And we got to trust God's perfect timing for it and be still and know he's God in the midst of those things. And that's what I've learned in my life as you're talking about these things in my personal relationship with God. And as you go through these things, you grow as a child of God, and more you learn, I can depend on God, my Father. And even when I fall down, He's going to stretch His hand out, and He's going to pick me up. Praise God, brother. It's just, it's a beautiful thing to have a relationship with God, our Father. And we should see Him as our Father, not just as God, but He's our Father. He's our best friend, our comforter, our hope. He's everything that we need in the midst of everything that we go through in life. Hallelujah.
Amen. I want to thank you for sharing your all your trials and your struggles and what you're going through. It's really inspiring. It's encouraging that the people who are listening, they need to understand that they're not alone, that there's other Christians going through battles also. Even the ones who you think are on top of the game, because, you know, even though I'm a Christian rapper, I'm on TV, I'm on the radio, it doesn't mean that I'm safe from persecution. Matter of fact, the closer you get to God and the more blessings you have in your life, the more the devil wants to attack you, because you're becoming a light. You're giving hope to the hopeless. You're giving, you know, you're encouraging people that if we can do it, they can do it too. I want to thank God, because I want everybody, this part right here, what I'm trying to tell you, patience is very important. Patience. Somebody came up to me today. And I want everybody to be listening right now. Pay attention. Somebody came up to me and asked me a question and said, I got a job, and they messed up their credit, and they messed up their license, and they messed up their life, you know, in the past. And you know what? They got a job now. They're making good money, and they say, you know what? I want to get a car that I'm going to put my car name. I'm going to do everything wrong. They want to drive with no license. They want to drive illegal. And they want to take a shortcut. They want to shine in front of the world. They want to shine in front of the world without fixing, with no patience. I think, you know, a lot of people, they want to, and this person that came up to me today, don't get me wrong, a lot of people like that, they're rushing. They want to be on top of the world fast, and they want to be the light of the world fast. And they don't care how they make it. They don't care what rules they break. And you know what? I told that person, I said, listen, you need to slow down.
Amen.
Slow down and think about what you're saying. You want to make all this money, buy a car with no license, drive it around with no plates and registration just so people can say, wow, you look good in this car. A lot of us just want to look good on the outside and just walk and just show the world that that we're Christians through what we have and through the outside. We got to stop trying to prove to the world that we are Christians. We need to prove it to God. You need to show God God knows your heart. You don't need to rush to try to be on top, because God is faithful in everything He says and everything He does. But He knows what's best for us. For example, you know, one thing I'm going to share with the world is that I am a diabetic. I'm a diabetic because I lived a life of gluttony. Before I came to Jesus, I loved candy and I loved chips and I loved soda. I am a borderline diabetic. So what happened is that people don't understand that when you have access to everything, like when you have no morals, we have a lot of choices. Like you can do whatever you want, and then you can just eat whatever you want. You can drink and smoke, and you think there's no consequences. But the truth of the matter is that when Christ comes into your life, there's a whole different world. That's a world of morals, a world of order, a world of responsibility, a world with dedication and commitment, a world with laws. You know, that's and those things are not here to bother us, but to prevent us from going to hell, and also to prevent us from getting sick. God says, you know, everything shall perish with the word of God, meaning that we're going to die one day. How we live our lives is going to tell how long we live. So I had to correct the way I eat. I exercise now, but the whole point about saying is that we can't just live life and think that we can do whatever we want. And like, you can't just say, hey, I'm going to make it to the top, no matter how, you know, let me sell some crack. Let me sell some crack and become rich and become successful. Let me tell you something. And whoever's listening to you right now, I don't know if you're a drug dealer, drug user, if you are whatever it is that you do to make money, try to be on top, if it's not going to according to the Bible or the way God wants you to do it, it's going to backfire on you. Because there's laws in this land. There's laws in the Bible. And you know what? The person I came up to was frustrated. He says, why? Why do I have to get a license and get registration? Why? Because I said, you're going to work really hard, save up your money. What's going to happen is you're going to get pulled over by the police, and they're going to ask you for your license registration. If you don't have it, you're going to get arrested, and then they're going to impound your car. And then you're going to be frustrated because everything you worked hard for is going to disappear in a blink of an eye.
Amen.
So that's how life is. Either you do it the right way or you do it the wrong way, which you'll have consequences. And a lot of people say, but what if I do everything right and bad things still happen to me? That's a good question. And I'm going to tell you right now, it says right here in 1 Peter 1, 6, 7, in this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if it necessary, you've been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. But I'm going to go also to Philippians, 4:6-7, I apologize. Don't be anxious about anything. You see that? Philippians 4, chapter 4, verse 6-7, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ, in Christ Jesus. So to all the listeners right now, and have that people that have changed your life, and you know, and you're going through frustration right now, you don't have everything you need, you don't have everything you want, there's a reason. I'm going to use myself. If I can't manage $100, if God blesses me with $100 and I spend it on beer, cigarettes, strippers, or whatever it is, if I spend this money fast and I don't use it wisely, why shall God give me $1,000? So the little bit that God gives you, if you don't know how to appreciate what you have right now, look around you right now. If you're home right now, look at your wife or your kids. Look in the mirror. If you have two good legs, two good arms, what if you don't? What if you can't walk? What if you are blind? What if you can't see? What if you're sick with cancer? What if you have HIV? It's not God's fault. It is not God's fault. I want to say that. Hello?
I said that's a sin.
Yes, I want to say that there's a reason why. The answer, why is it that I'm sick and I live a righteous life? But who is righteous? Jesus said, not one of us is good. You know, and I'm sorry to say that there's nothing that we can do ourselves without Jesus to get into heaven. So if Jesus Christ himself, the Son of God, had to suffer, who are we to say that we can't suffer? All I want to say is that if you're going through a hard times right now, like the rest of us, you're going to have to endure. You're going to have to rejoice. I want you to, wherever you are right now, I want you to look up into heaven and say, thank you, Lord, for the good times and the bad times, for the sunny days and the rainy days. At least you're alive. You know, thank God for your breath. And if you're suffering right now, remember that you're suffering to inspire somebody else who's going to go through it, and God is going to deliver you. Right now, in Jesus' name, we declare that you're healed. You have to believe in this. You have to believe. And I don't know what you're going through right now, but I know God does. And these scriptures in James 1, 2, it says, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. Why did God make the Bible for us? You know, you're thinking, why do I have to go through all these things? Why does a baseball player have to go through the training camp before he becomes minor league, before he goes into the major leagues? Why do we have to start off at grade school to go into high school? You know, a lot of us ask why, but the question is, what are you going to do? Are you going to give up and quit? I don't think you should. I think you should go all the way to the end. Trust in the Lord until the end. Because we have to see what God has prepared for us. It says in the Bible, let me see. We're going to go. I don't know, sister, I don't know if you know about the scripture, but no. Hold on.
Are you talking about the one, no weapon formed against us shall prosper? Is that the scripture you're talking about, or?
No, no one's seen or heard what the Father has has prepared for us. What the Father has prepared for us. Yeah, there you go. Thank God for the internet.
That's John 5:37. I think that's what it is, the one you're wanting. No, I'm sorry.
You think
John 1:18. John 1:18.
John 1:18? No, that's not it.
There's several of them. I'm trying to get with you on it. I know what you're talking, the one you're talking about. I can't remember exactly.
I apologize.
Oh, it's all right.
I should have prepared this one, but I apologize.
No,
I'm saying
you've been doing great, brother. Don't even stress about it, because there's a lot of word and scriptures to know, and not everyone can remember exactly where they're at all the time. It's like I know a lot of the word of God, but I can't always remember every verse and every book they're in. I pray one day I can, but we're human, and you know, we learn the word, so don't even let it bother you.
No, it says right here, I found it, it's one of those, Ephesians 2:10. It says, God has prepared for us. We are his workmen, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So,
that's pretty powerful. That's a really powerful scripture right there. Where his hands
are. Oh, I found it. I found it. I found it. I found it. Thank you, Jesus. It says, it's in 1 Corinthians 2:9. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay, it says 1 Corinthians 2:9. And I'm reading in the New International Version. I'm going to read it in different standards, forms. It says, however, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no eye ear has heard, and what no human mind has... Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
No one has conceived the things God has prepared for those who love him. So I'm going to read it in... I'm going to read it in New King James Version. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. See, that right there tells us that God has a plan for each one of us that we can't even imagine. We cannot even imagine what he has planned for all of us, the ones who love him. He says, I'm going to read it. Things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard. Can you, that right there is powerful. So no one, you tell me, out of the whole human race, no one has seen or heard and haven't even entered in the heart of men that God has prepared for those who love him. That's crazy. I mean, God is so great that we can't even imagine what he has in store for us. So we should not give up throwing the towel so quick. You know, for those listening, you should not throw in the towel so quick. So I want to let you guys know that hopefully this Bible lesson inspired everyone, because it's inspired me. Because sometimes you have, by when you read the Word of God, when you read the Bible, and you read it out loud, it sounds so much better, because it's incredible. God is telling us that we can't even imagine what He has for us. We can't even imagine. So that means there's no one on this planet can imagine what God has for us. Amen?
Amen.
So I would love for some input, Mr. Evangelist Montel Fields.
Well, I think
praise the Lord.
I think to all the times, you know, I prayed, you know, I think of sweet little Noah. I never imagined, brother, that a young lady I taught in children's church, my husband and I were her children's teacher. We taught her in children's church for pretty much she grew up with us. And she has two beautiful little girls, but she wound up in a bad situation and she was on birth control and she found out she had a blood clot in her lung. And at the same time, she found out she had an unwanted pregnancy. And immediately God placed us on her heart. Brother, she called me from the hospital. And those prayers I was praying, brother, even though I hadn't seen them come to pass yet, my husband and I kept believing. We kept trusting God. And the very words I spoke the day I was praying out in my backyard, Father God, place it on someone's heart that has an unwanted child to give that child to my husband and I. And now we have our sweet little Noah. Are we going through some things? Yes, we are. But more and more, each hurdle we cross, our faith grows more. More and more we see God's provision, brother. More and more we see, I start to weep because that Noah's smile melts my heart. You can see the love from Noah radiating. I see a call on his life already. God placed a special little boy in our life. He named him Noah for a reason. Look what God did with Noah in the Bible. He was a mighty man of God, a man of faith, and a man of obedience. And look what how God used him. And, you know, we could have given up. Quit praying, stop believing. You know, we still face things. We still got to go to court. We got more. Each paperwork they do, two phone calls, $500 to talk to a lawyer on a phone. You know, one set of papers we just had, $400. Brother, we struggle. We're not rich, not here on earth. But you know what? My Heavenly Father is the owner of everything, all things. He's my provider. He gives us all that we need. And one thing my husband and I have learned, too, is when God gives to us to give back, to plant seed where God leads, not of the flesh, but where God leads, brother. And that's something that's really been on my heart lately, planting into ministries and giving on to others, because you can't outgive God. And when you don't have really anything to give and you go on and give it freely, that's when God's really going to bless your seed, brother. And I know that's part of what brought the provision for my husband and I is in obedience. When God calls us to plant seed, even if it's money we don't have, we're obedient. If God calls us out, if he called me out to do the radio, I never was trained in radio or went to school for it. Here I am producing an international radio program. It's all about faith, being still, knowing that he is God, learning to endure through your tests, but most of all, trusting God with all you are. Surrendering everything that you have with him. It's like you were saying, you know, what you were saying earlier that stood out to me. A lot of people's like, well, why don't I have this or why don't I have that? But what you said, if God can't trust us with a little, why would he make us a ruler of a lot? And that's so true. If God sees he can trust you with a little, he's going to trust you with a lot. If you're wanting to do more ministry work, if with the little things, if you're getting a self-spirit or you're or when you're going through trials, you're going the wrong way, do you think God's going to elevate you and use you for the kingdom and the glory in the times that we're in? No, brothers and sisters, and I mean no disregard in it, but I don't agree with a lot of things I see on Facebook. I'm not saying there's not real prophets. I have prophetic gifts, but I see so many people begging for money all the time to get a word. That's not how God operates, brother, and that's a whole nother program, but we really got to seek God in all things. We got to test the spirit. We got to really see the fruit that people are bearing, because if you pick from the wrong tree, just like Eve did, brothers, it's going to lead to the same kind of things that led to with her, and that's sin and destruction.
Amen. I want to say to all the listeners, my sister's right, be careful who you follow. I want to say this, don't follow me, don't follow Evangelist Montel Fields. I need you to follow Jesus. It's about Jesus.
Amen.
Look up to Jesus. See, the problem is a lot of people are trying to hold on to some type of physical person, pastor, bishop.
Amen.
You know, we need to start focusing on Jesus, man. Focus on Jesus. Don't be like Peter. Peter got off the boat, and he was walking on water, but then he saw, was looking to the left and looking to the right. You need to look at Jesus. I want to leave with one more note towards the people.
Okay.
There's a lot of false prophets and false teachers out there. And if you're not fasting, praying, and reading the word yourself, I want you guys to stop being lazy. There's a lot of lazy spirits out there. You need to get up in the morning, get on your knees, and you need to be humble yourself. You need to investigate the Bible yourself. You can't trust everything that me, Evangelist Field, Montel Field, say. You need to investigate it for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, open up the Bible once in a while. Open up the Bible. Stop depending on other people to lead you to Jesus. You need to go to Jesus yourself. You know,
Amen.
And you know, I believe that God came for everyone, not just for me, not just for Montel Fields. He came for you too.
Amen.
Open up a Bible. In Jesus' name, I'm asking you, as a brother in Christ, please open up your Bible and read it once in a while. You know, read it once a day for 15 minutes. You know, pray. Stop waiting for people to pray for you. Pray for yourself. You know,
Amen,
you pray. Stop being lazy. You know, I'm telling you how it is. I'm not sugarcoating nothing, okay? There's too many people calling up hotlines, prayer hotlines, and expecting, and then they get mad when their prayers are not answered. If you are not praying for yourself, and if you don't believe that your prayer is going to be answered, how is it that someone else prays for you if you don't even believe? You have to believe. You have to believe in Jesus, that Jesus works through miracles. He works through you, your heart. Believe in the Lord. Believe in the Lord. Jesus himself said, not one of us is good. We all fall short. We are not better than each other. We all fall short. So to those who depend on their pastors and their bishops and their evangelists, whatever it is, you need to depend on Jesus. Depend on God. You need to pray, get on your knees. I want to thank the Lord. Please, I'm asking you. I'm asking you as my brother and sister, please get on your knees yourself. Get on your knees yourself and ask God to deliver you from whatever demon that possesses you, either cigarettes, crack cocaine, prostitution, child molestation, whatever you're doing, you need to stop it now in Jesus' name. You need to get on your knees and ask for help. Ask Jesus to help you, because the only person that saved me was Jesus. The only person that can help me is Jesus. The only person I can rely on is Jesus. So if me and Montel Fields, we rely on Jesus, what do you think you should do? Rely on Jesus too, amen?
Yes.
So I want to thank God for all the pastors. Now, don't get me wrong. I applaud all the pastors out there and bishops and evangelists out there trying to do the right thing. But we need to really, really depend on Jesus. We need to depend on God and the Holy Spirit. We need to ask for the Holy Spirit. So that's the Bible study that I have for tonight. And I want to thank God, and I want to thank Evangelist Montel Fields for inviting me. If Evangelist Montel Fields have anything else to add, that's fine. I just want to thank the Lord for this Bible study. Amen.
Amen. I want to share one of your songs, brother. It's one of the first ones I heard, because I think it's really suiting right now for what we're talking about. Then we'll come back and I'll share a little bit more, and we'll close that with some prayer, and I'll end that with one of my songs. But you're hitting the nail right on the head. And what I want people to understand, my brother's not saying that it's wrong to have, you know, a pastor that leads you and make sure they're leading you right and back everything up with the word of God. But just because you see someone speaking something out and prophesying, brothers and sisters, I want to tell you something. There's familiar spirits that can confuse you and mess you up. And even Satan knows the word. He can come as an angel of light. So that's why it's really important to be testing the spirits, to be making sure it's not self-spirits, because a lot of what I'm seeing going on, and I don't know if you see it, brother, I'm not saying there aren't real prophets and that God won't give a person a word for you or that it's bad to have a pastor. We're not trying to say that. What we're trying to say is you've got to walk the walk yourself. I can't walk my walk and my relationship through my dear brother in Christ, and my pastor can't walk it for me. We're responsible for our relationship, for our growth. And it's kind of like a car. If you don't do maintenance on the car, you don't put the oil in it that you need, you don't rotate the tires, what happens? It breaks down. That's the same thing with us. We need to keep putting new oil in. We need to keep putting the word of God in, because if we don't put the things in that we need, it's like you're saying, we're going to get out what we put in, brothers and sisters, and that's so important. We need to be following Jesus more now than ever. We need to be, you know, many times we're the only Bible that people see. We're the only Jesus that we see. And what are they seeing? I want you to think about that as why his song's playing. But what are people seeing in your life? What kind of fruits are you bearing? What reflection of Christ are you showing? And I love this song of yours, brother, Follow Jesus. It's one of my favorites. It's always stood out to me. But I love this song, and we'll come back, like I said, and we'll get ready to close out and have some prayer. But I'm just really hoping today, as my brother's been sharing, another thing I want to encourage you in before I go to the song is go back and listen to the broadcast. It's free to listen. You can download them. Get a pen and paper. Take time to stop and write down the scriptures my brother has shared. Study what God is leading in these things, because that's where you're going to get your growth, brothers and sisters. Like he said, getting in the word, studying the word, and truly, truly surrendering. No, you got to truly surrender everything, praise God, to follow Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah. There's only one person I follow in my life, baby. That's Jesus Christ. I don't trust no man. I only trust Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior God. Jesus fought and bought life after death. He never licked the best. Who would you test? Manifest the best. He stronger than a bulletproof vest. Straight to the chest. Unless you possess the one who can lead from the east to the north, to the south, to the west. I bet I connect to the web. Instead, you look ahead. Red wines controlling your mind. Refine. Come find the real this time. You shine, but don't be blind. The blind can't lead the blind. It's a shame you follow at the crime. Let me rewind. Who will follow? Can't find. Depend on God, who's always been so kind. Yeah, I'm gonna follow.
Brothers and sisters, and some scriptures to go with that. 1 Corinthians 11:1-2 says, be you followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. 1 Peter 2:21, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Matthew 16:24, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Deny yourself. And my husband and I have been talking a lot. When people look at you, a lot of people don't understand. Like, he tells us that if we deny him on earth, he's going to deny us in heaven. I go deep with that because, in all honesty, if we're proclaiming Christ as our Savior, but we're not letting go, okay, of, like you said, things that are not good for us to eat, that cigarette, things of the flesh, lust of the flesh, we're denying him. We're not letting go of stuff. We're more focused on being self-satisfying than we are surrendering to God. And that's important that we understand what denying ourselves, letting go of ourselves, taking up our crosses. John 8:12 says, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And then I think back to what my brother was teaching on earlier. He was talking about the more that we are the light, brothers and sisters, the more, as it says in Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. See, the darkness don't like the light, brothers and sisters. So when those demons see, when that enemy sees the light going first, they're gonna try to halt that light. They're gonna try to put that light out. But when you armor up and you pick up and you follow Jesus, come on, I still hear your song flowing in my spirit, brother. I'm gonna tell you something. We're gonna conquer demons. We're going to beat addictions. People's going to be set free. People's going to be delivered. It's when you're walking in the spirit and truth, brother. That's where it's at, brother. That's what we need to understand. When we're going through these things, we have a choice. Are we going to walk by faith? Are we going to armor up? Are we going to let the enemy lie to us and break us down? The spirit will lead you. If it doesn't feel right in your spirit, God gave me a choice one day. I was leaving a client. I do in-home care for the elderly. And there's two ways that you can go on the road, because you brought emphasis too about the road to take, brother. God told me not to take the usual route. The Spirit led me and spoke to me and said, don't turn left, go straight. I had, in that moment, I had the choice. God gives us free will. You've got to understand that. We always want to blame God, but we're not his puppets. God gives us free will. I had a choice, either turn left and go the same way I do, or to go straight. I chose to trust the leading of the Spirit. I went straight. Had I turned right, I would have been involved in a very bad accident and possibly lost my life. God protects me because he's already walked before us. He already knows what's going to happen. So that's why we've really got to deny ourselves and trust the leading of the Spirit, because the Spirit will lead us, will protect us. And that's such a beautiful thing to me that God even lets me discern spirits. That's a powerful gift as a child of God. I believe he gives to everyone if we take to grow and to be in his word and to really learn and understand what the Holy Spirit. Praise God, I feel such a movement of the Spirit. Woo, praise God. 1 John 2:3, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. And he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Come on, brothers and sisters, that's the living word of God right there. He's telling us what it means to be a follower and what we can look at to see if someone is a true follower of Christ. Praise God. Man, I'm feeling a witness in my spirit. John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Praise God. When he's talking to you, do you choose to follow him or you deny him? In the midst of going through bad things, we're still to love God, because you know what? He's the same God. He never changes. Praise God. We don't want to denounce him or hate him. Just when we can't just worship him when it's all good, brother. We've got to learn to love him and hold on to him and trust him in the bad, because he's God and he's worthy of praise no matter what. Just like you said, if you have your eyesight, thank God. If you can hear the song of the bird each morning, thank God. If you can breathe and sing and speak, thank God, because there's so many people's bodies that are corrupted by diseases and sick, or that's never seen the sunset. count your blessings. Take time to count your blessings more than your complaining, brothers and sisters, and see the change that comes into your life. Be the change that the world needs. And do as my brother said, brothers and sisters. Do a self-check. Ask God to search your heart. Quit blaming other people for your choices. When it comes down to it, people can lead us. Yes, that's true. And we can be tempted. But at the end of the day, we're the ones that have to give in. Are we going to be a man pleaser? And are we going to follow them? Are we going to pick up our cross, like it said, and follow Jesus? Hallelujah. And that's what it comes down to. Our choices, our free will. That's, ooh, man, I feel a witness in this, brother. Praise God. It comes down to our choices and who we're going to serve. You can't serve two masters. You can't be on one side of the fence one day and on the other. God doesn't want you to be lukewarm. He said he would rather have you cold or hot, or he'll spew you out of his mouth. And I know I don't want to ever get to that point. Praise God. And I just really have felt the power of God moving in this tonight. And I want to encourage you. Like I said, go back, because my brother really hit on some powerful, powerful scriptures tonight. And we need to be understanding. If you're stagnant and you're saying, I'm not growing, this isn't changing, because what are you applying to your life to bring that change? How much are you in the Word of God? How much are you praying? How much are you seeking God? Or are you relying more on, like my brother said, self? Because that self spirit, that's going to send you to hell, brothers and sisters. And it's going to keep you bound, and you're not going to be set free. And two, you do as my brother Psalm says, I'm going to follow Jesus. I love your song, brother. It's with you. Praise God.
I want to leave a final note. 1 Kings chapter 18. I want everybody to put in your notes and read it after we get off the air. I'm gonna tell you about this story. There was 400 prophets versus one true prophet of God. That's how the world is. There's going to be a lot of people claiming to be serving God, praising God, but there's only a few who are really worshiping the Lord and really praising the Lord. Elijah said, go ahead, call upon your God. And they all started dancing and praising God and To come to the end of the story is that at the end of the day, Elijah called upon the one true God, and the one true God is always going to answer your prayers. So I'll leave you with that. 1 Kings chapter 18, read it if you're at home. Learn about what – this is exactly how the world is. It says – the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Many are called, few are chosen. The narrow road leads to everlasting life, but the wide road leads to destruction, which many choose. See, a lot of people want the easy way. Are you one of those people that want it easy, that want it just on your lap? Are you one of those people that really want to train for battle, like a soldier? You think that people, that when you go into the army, that they just recruit people and just give them a gun and then send them to war? No, you got to go through training. You got to go through boot camp. And life is not easy, man. And everything's not going to be handed down to you. Whoever is listening to this, stop being a spoiled brat. It's time to get up and tell the Lord exactly what you need, and he will supply all you need. If you believe. Amen?
Amen, brother. That's good right there, brother. You said some truth. And that's one thing about us on here. We're not going to sugarcoat things or tickle your ears to make you happy. And so many people are saying all the time, well, when you're with the Lord, it's all good all the time. That's not truth. God's good all the time. Don't get me wrong. But that doesn't mean you're not going to go through things. That doesn't mean you're going to get sick, or you're not going to have hardships. So don't get a hold of that lie, brothers and sisters, because that's what brings a lot of discouragement to people, and that's why so many are going to have blood on their hands, because so many are prophesying. False prophets are telling people what they want to hear. They're not telling them truth, brother. They're saying, oh, well, plant this seed, and then I'll read you a word. That's a psychic. Come on. That's not being a true man or woman of God. You don't have to go to them. I'm not saying that God won't have someone prophesy over your life. God uses people he knows he can trust and are anointed to speak to people. But what I'm saying, if someone's begging for you to give money to get a word from your Father, you need to know something. You don't have to pay for that word. Jesus Christ already paid the price with his life. He sits at his Father's right-hand side, and he intercedes for us, and we can get a word from our Father, like my brother's saying, going forth and praying and talking to him and listening for his voice. Like he says, we know that his sheep know his voice. And that's where so many are falling short. They're like you said, they're wanting to get a word from a prophet or a quick thing. So many are focused, like I see hundreds upon hundreds of people fighting to get a word from prophets on Facebook. And then I see them, well, plant your seed. Well, it's about money. I'm not saying we shouldn't plant seed into ministries, but make sure, test the spirit to see what that fruit bearing forth, because you don't want that kind of seed sown in your life. I've seen people that have had words spoke over their life that didn't come to pass, because you know why? It wasn't led by the Spirit. It wasn't a true word from God. It was of the flesh. It was of self. And that, brothers and sisters, that discourages people. So don't be a false prophet speaking things onto people that's not true, because you will be held accountable for that. You will have their blood on your hands. And that's another good message that we could talk about one day, brother. But I'm seeing a lot of that on Facebook. I try to share. A lot of times I do it late at night, in the early morning hours, like last night. But there's a lot of things I don't want to see on Facebook, and I'm not going to get caught up in, because the world's feeding all this hate right now, all this violence. I want to be a light. I don't want to get dragged into the darkness. I don't want to be made angry. I'm going to pray for those situations in the midnight hour. I'm going to pray for my leaders. I'm going to pray for them spirits of greed, of hate, of pride and prejudice to be broken in Jesus' name. And that's what we need to be doing as children of God. And that's just, that's where I feel in my heart tonight. We need to be coming together. It doesn't matter if your brother or sister's from Pakistan or Africa, whether you're yellow, black, red, or white. You know what? Jesus came for every one of us. We all bleed the same, brothers and sisters. We all hurt. We've all sinned. We're human. And at the end of the day, when the time comes, brothers and sisters, we're all going to face judgment. It doesn't matter if you have all the money in the world. It doesn't matter if your name's in light. It doesn't matter what you have on this earth. It's what happens in eternity. That's where the true answer is. So I feel led tonight, brother. I would like you to pray us out, and then I'll end out with one of my songs that God's got on my heart. But if they don't know Jesus as their personal Savior, this world needs Jesus, and I would really like you to lead a prayer of salvation. I truly believe there's someone out there listening tonight, and even on the on-demand, that need that prayer, that they really, truly don't know how to receive Jesus. And we go to John 3:16 for that, brothers and sisters. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish and have everlasting life. And get a hold of that whosoever. That means it doesn't matter if they're bound in drugs. Look what God did in your life, brother. Look what he did in my husband's life. My husband was delivered instantly from drugs. Glory to God. That's the kind of God I serve. It doesn't matter if they've murdered somebody. It doesn't matter what their sin is. Jesus came for all. His blood covered all those sins. And if they come to know the Lord Jesus Christ and they ask him into their life, they're going to be saved. And those sins aren't to be brought up against them again. Praise God. So if you would lead us out tonight, brother, just let the Spirit lead you in prayer. And I thank you for being on tonight. And I look forward to doing more things with you. Next week, I want to have you on to share your music and talk about your video and everything that God's doing in your life. I'm excited about that for you. But your word was beautiful and led by the Spirit tonight. And I just thank you for reaching out and supporting me. And I will continue to support you and everything that God's doing in your life, my brother.
Amen. And I want to tell everybody out there once again, be careful for the false prophets and false teachers. You know, I want to tell you, as your brother in Christ, that is like the biggest thing, because Jesus, a lot of people use religion. A lot of people don't want to talk about religion because a lot of people make religion look bad. And the truth of the matter, Jesus is not bad at all. Jesus is good, but the problem is there's some people who represent the Lord Jesus Christ the wrong way, just like there's Muslims out there who are representing Muslims the wrong way, and there's, you know, you can't expect anybody to be like Jesus, because Jesus Christ is there's only one. It says in the Bible that there's no other name in heaven or on earth that is greater than Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So I need everybody to understand that Jesus Christ is our leader. He's our leader. So we want to urge everyone to look at our leader, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And I guess that'll be it. I want to say thank you, Evangelist Montel Fields, and Jesus Christ is the truth and the light and the way to eternal life. That is the truth, and that is the message of tonight. Amen?
Amen. He's the only way unto his Father. That's the word of God. Father God, I just thank you tonight for this broadcast. I thank you for my brother and his obedience toward God. And I just pray this word goes forth, Father God, planted in good soil in their hearts, and that it springs forth and it becomes living, that it can bear good fruits, God, and that we branch out more and more for you, dear God. Let us reach places tonight that's never been reached. Let me go to the map tomorrow and see more new countries. Hallelujah for the glory of God, because you said we should preach the gospel into the world, dear God, that we need to go forth in the lands and through this radio, dear God. I'm able to reach people in desolate places that I could never go possibly, but praise God, through this platform, you allow that, God. Lord, let us remain humble, Lord Jesus. And Father God, I just ask that you bless my brother and his family and his beautiful wife, God. Lord, bring provision for every vision that you've brought to him, God. Lord, I'm asking, God, that you unite him and I, God. I've been feeling a revival, Father God. I've been feeling strength in numbers, that we need to come together and stand, and that we need to lift up the name of Jesus, that we need to come together and be the revival in this world, to be the light in this world, Father God. So, Lord, I ask you what the doors are you want us to go through, that you open them and shut the ones that you want shut, Father God. Lord, Father God, I just pray for new songs to come to my brother in the midnight hour. Anoint all his work, dear God. Anoint his sons, dear God. The growth that's come in their life is so beautiful, Father God. Lord, anoint my husband and I to bring Noah up in your perfect will, Father God. We thank you for provision and for bringing that precious little boy into our life, Father God. God, I already see that he's going to be a mighty man of God, and that you're going to use him for your purpose and your plan and glory, Father God. Lord, just help us to search our hearts and cast out hate and prejudice, Lord God. Help us to let go of self, Father God. My personal life scripture is John 3:30, Father God. Father God, that you increase and that I decrease daily, Father God. I want to increase you more and more so that I decrease, God. Help me to just be all that you want me to be and not to be a self, Lord, Father God. Thank you for this opportunity for us to share tonight, God. And Lord, just show us the way, forgive us of our sins, Father God, and just lead us in your perfect will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. I just feel a move in the spirit, but I want to share one of my favorite songs. I love to go out and sing. I have been blessed to write one original. My brother helped me on the music, but I do a lot of cover songs because I believe that God's going to grow my talent. I have musical gifts in me, God's timing, and I've got to put in the work. I've got to stay in there and keep working. But I still love to sing, and I love to worship. And one of my favorite songs, and it's so true, it's almost a testimony of my own life, is one of my favorite songs is called Without Him. My mom used to love to hear me sing it. So I feel led to share that one. And then we will close out. And if my brother has anything else he wants to share, just in closing. And we thank you all for being on tonight. And I've just been so blessed in your message, brother. And I thank you again for reaching out to me. But this is off my cover CD. And this song is called Without Him. Just really listen to the words, and may it glorify God, and may it bless you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I love the song.
Hallelujah. That's the most important question that you can ask anybody in their life or even yourself. Do you know Jesus? Is he your personal Savior? Because without knowing Jesus, brothers and sisters, the end result is hell. We're talking eternity. And that's what my brother and I really want to do is reach out. Because I know without him in my life, I would be lost. I would be going to hell. Because without Jesus' sacrifice, none of us would have been saved. Glory to God. Praise be to God.
Amen. So I guess my sister did mention that. I'm going to say the sinner's prayer, okay?
Yes.
I want everybody to, I'm sorry. Here we go.
You're fine.
Okay. Dear God, everybody out there listen to this. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe Jesus Christ is your son. I believe that he died for my sin and that you raised him to life. I want to trust him as my Savior and follow him as Lord. From this day forward, guide my life and help me to do your will. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right? So
amen.
If you did this,
prayer,
you are saved and you're part of the kingdom of God. Everybody clap your hands.
Yay! Hallelujah.
You're saved.
Thank
Hallelujah.
God.
There's angels dancing in heaven right now, Evangelist Montel Fields.
Yeah, hallelujah.
What does it say about one sinner that repents? What do they do in heaven?
All the angels rejoice, praise be to God. So they're rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
I believe there's more than one, praise God. And we would love to hear your testimonies. You can, both of us are on Facebook. I'm under Evangelist Montel Fields, and my brother, he's under Lewis. Did you say, is it Torres? Am I saying it right, brother? I don't want to say your last name wrong.
Torres.
Yes, I'm saying it right.
Lewis
I'm
Torres.
Good. He is on Facebook as well as myself, and we're both open to praying with people. And you can also email me at singingpraises70@hotmail.com. You can reach out to me here on Reaching Out Radio. Because we're about praying with people and loving people. We're not going to reject you because we want you to know Christ. We thank you all so much for joining us tonight. And we pray this word blesses you. And continue to pray for us as God takes us forth. Because we need your prayers just the same. Because there's something to learn every day. And every day we face a battle. Thank you so much for being on tonight, brother. I look forward to next week as we promote your music. Talk about your video and what God's doing in your life. And I feel we should be praying for getting together, not just us, brother, but some other brothers and sisters from other parts of the United States coming together. I feel like we need to come together like for a united conference or for a revival. I just feel that in my spirit so strong. I feel like God's going to do great things. So be praying for that. But, again, thank you for being on. Send my greetings and love to your beautiful family. And I thank everyone tonight for joining us on here on Reaching Out Radio International. We're reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. God bless you all. Have a blessed night ahead. And remember, don't back down when God is backing you up. God bless you, my brother.
God bless you. Good night.
Good night.